Thurston Moore is on record as saying that is his favorite track of all time. That was There Is a Balm in Gilead from Archie Shepp's 1969 Blasé album. This has been an experiment with time at WRCT. Check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Have a great night, folks.
Hello, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off this show with 01 and the tune Wonder from Sonar. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
The eternal wonders of space. WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Vonda 7 with the tune 99 from the High Tide EP. Bird Snake before this with the Redeemer from the new release Bird Snake Begins. Ursula 1000's coming up next with I Got What You Need from Voyeur. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
top of me, body on top of me. Keep my skin close to me, wear it out perfectly. Keep the duality of living a life for free. Where's your liberty? Said it was poison free. But your mentality, it only lives to breathe. Summer of royalty. I hold my breath for peace.
Just heard Crack and Smack with the tune Summer On from Pleasure Center. Before that, Fixed Error with Wax Lyrical from Untold. Jesse Mac Cormack with NHFN. Before that, from Solo. And coming up after a short announcement or two, I'll have Caravan Palace with Blonde Dynamite from the Gangbusters Melody Club release. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Could pull a fast one. You thought that you could pull the wool right over my eyes, but you didn't see me coming. No, you didn't read the writing, 'cause
But you didn't see me coming, and you didn't read the writing.
We'll be right back.
currently listening to Leo and Bushwacka with the tune Blind Tiger from Nightworks. Before this, Supreme Beings of Leisure with Full Circle from 22. You also had Emma Pia in that set with Pretty Ugly from Zoning Out, Volume 2. And Paratag before that with Queen and King featuring Rye from Roots. And coming up next, I'll have Eric Hilton with Mumbai Hustle from Sound Vagabond. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name is Anthony Cachado, and I am the Public Affairs Director for WRCT over here. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you a very special program following the CMU Spring Carnival. For those of you unaware, there is a little homegrown sport over here called Buggy. We're going to be having some people speak on the upcoming Buggy competition, members of the Buggy Alumni Association, as well as sweepstakes, and one of our teams, the Carnegie Involvement Association. Without further ado, I'm pleased to introduce everyone speaking with us today. Thank you very much for listening, and enjoy.
Thank you. And hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Will Weiner back yet for another year of my 100-year curse of talking about Buggy. Exciting. We have a race day preview show. We're going to take you through everything related to this year's race day to get you caught up, prepared to know what to care about, what to watch for these next few days. I am here with some awesome experts, so let's just go ahead and everyone on the panel introduce themselves.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nate. I'm here representing CIA Buggy, formerly the head mechanic and currently this year the head of data collection for CIA.
Hi, I'm Olivia. I am currently on sweepstakes as Buggy Book Chair this year, and I'm also a part of CIA.
I'm Elizabeth. I'm sweepstakes marketing and communications chair.
I'm Harry, and I'm assistant chair of sweepstakes.
Hi, I'm Ale, and I'm this year's sweepstakes chair, and I was last year's sweepstakes safety chair.
I'm Matt. I am the BAA broadcast chair.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining. Also, that's wild. Teams have a head of data collection now. Maybe that always was a thing, but warms my former STEM major heart. Cool. So let's go ahead and just kind of recap how things have been this year for people who haven't maybe necessarily been keeping up with roles reports. But how much practice have teams got in and what's it been like just kind of leading up to race day this year?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think we've had a great year so far. In the fall, got more than 500 roles. Spring started a little bit tough. We weren't able to go out for a couple the first week and ended up going out, Harry, 8 times. Total roles for the year is 1,073.
Wow.
Some drivers have almost 70 roles, so it's a great overall. Every driver's qualified.
Yeah, I mean, I guess from the student perspective, I think we got more roles in the spring we did this year than last year, which is a little crazy because I'm pretty sure we only had 1 or 2 days last year canceled due to weather versus like at least 4 or 5 this year. So things have been running really efficiently than the days that we have been able to go out, and I think it's been showing. I don't think anyone really had issues qualifying.
Yeah, no, I mean, what was truck week when we had a driver actually getting 10 roles qualifying a buggy they kept like 3-4 days prior to truck weekend.
That is awesome. You know, it has been relatively mild, I feel like, this Pittsburgh winter. How's that affected the course? Are things looking bumpy this year? Has there been any pavement? I see Elizabeth laughing.
I think there's been a lot of drama on the course this year in terms of new construction, with the construction of the Highmark Center, as well as the parking changes that happened on Frew Street, which honestly has been like the biggest headache. So the teams are great, but the actual course has caused some problems. There were like new parking restrictions that we had to deal with, as well as, you know, various issues with the road surface, as well as the new bollards that were recently installed after spring break.
New bollards, I think there's probably about 400-500 appeared overnight over spring break, so that wasn't fun.
Yeah, especially in like the middle of the chute turn and some like critical areas of the course that we had to kind of deal with immediately.
Oh, so those are like kind of like protecting the bike lane, or
yeah. Like 3-4 feet tall. They're like they're the 3-4 feet tall like sticks that are sticking up on the road.
They're They're great for the pedestrians. not wonderful for the sport of buggy though. So.
And I assume you can't remove them, or do you remove them?
Oh, we do. I think Fringe removes about, 40, 50. Spirit removes another, 15, and then Apex removes another 20.
A brand new chore this year.
Wow. Okay. And then what is the change with the parking? Because that's on, Tech Street there behind Hunt?
Oh, it's on Frew Street.
Frew, okay.
Yeah. The biggest change was it is now a one-way street with parallel parking instead of the head-in parking.